weekend is over. A somewhat shortened week begins for me. It's not going to be as shortened as I originally planned. Changes in schedules and trips and everything else tend to take over. Good evening. Welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to this program live on republicbroadcasting.net on this 12th day of September. Yeah, I'm tired out today. Spent most of the day working at the weekend, working at my daughter's place, ripping out flooring, getting ready for new carpeting, and because, frankly, the carpeting that came with this house is so infested with dog pee, it was absolutely sickening. Anyway, we're here. How you doing? Life goes on. Interesting day. One of the interesting headlines, quite a stock comeback. Major indexes race higher in final minutes of trading. And the Dow closes up 69 points. So, whippy-doo, they're back above 11,000 again, 11,061. NASDAQ up 27 at 24.95. S&P 500 up 8 at 11.62. Global Dow down 23 at 17.62. Seems to me that it wasn't that long ago the global Dow was over 2,000. It's not doing well. Gold, well, gold and silver took a hard day today. Gold down 50-some-odd dollars at one point in time. As Robbie spoke of on the flip side several hours ago, a lot of people are having to liquidate their gold positions on Wall Street to cover their losses in other arenas. That's what happens sometimes. Oil up 67 cents a barrel in the aftermarket at 88.76. Silver at $40.29 an ounce right now. Certainly off from the top, back up a little bit, 40.56. Gold at 18.19.20. Platinum up 4 at 18.07. The rest of the metals I don't frankly much care about. I came into this program tonight with a pretty distinct idea of where I was going to go, and as I began to peruse some late-day headlines, I'm not going to get into complete columns and articles with you, but I've certainly found some headlines that are worth at least touching on, both in and out of the financial world. So hopefully you're going to stay with us. We'll get through as much as we can this hour. Time allows, we'll tell you what's cooking for the rest of the week. Let's enjoy the music. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today. Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Ow, I got a man that's always late. Time we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk
yeah, I love you
to
too,
his
baby.
Gate.
Renee Olstead, if you is, oh, is you mean my baby? Now, I'm old enough she could be a baby. Never mind. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. You know, there are times I come to this program, and I've been back at this network for a year now. It's been a very fast year. It's actually quite surprising. And with Robbie returning to the network, you know, he'll come on and do, in many instances, close to, you know, a good portion of his program is certainly geared toward economic issues, discussion of silver and bonds and what's going on globally that's affecting us economically. And then John's been coming on more and more and doing more and more economic discussion. And it's like, well, let's see. I was hired to come back here to basically take over the management of Republic Trading Group. And by the time you guys get to me, you don't want to listen to another hour of economic stuff. And so, therefore, I do tend to move off in other directions more often than not. We'll share with you just a few economic headlines that I've come across. Obviously, we all know that Obama unleashed his latest jobs plan, which, frankly, didn't have a damn thing to do with jobs. It had nothing to do with jobs. The majority of his discussion had to do with the increasing of taxes. Once again, he wants to go after private and corporate jets and other issues like that. He wants to do things for, you know, the $200,000. People making over $200,000 a year or $250,000 if it's a family, which I found kind of sexist. That means if a guy is out there making $200,000, and he's married, his wife can only make $50,000. So I guess it's kind of a 4-to-1 deal. But, you know, you take that for what you want. But it becomes interesting because there was almost nothing discussed regarding jobs. It all had to do with, oh, we're going to do this plan, fork up $447 billion, and, oh, yeah, we're going to raise taxes, except that the $400-some-odd billion will get spent in a matter of months, and it'll take them close to 10 years to make up the difference based upon the increase in taxes. So once again, it is, God, I hate to use the term, Rick Perry seems to have turned it into something of his own, but it's just another stinking Ponzi scheme. It's another smoke and mirrors routine. Stocks make gigantic comeback on a crazy day in Europe. Just another manic Monday? Another headline. And it's really interesting because Rick Perry, no, not Rick Perry, Mitt and Romney is coming down all over Rick Perry's butt. I don't like either one of them, so it doesn't matter. Because he says, oh, no, Rick Perry is threatening to close down Social Security. It's not a Ponzi scheme. Yes, it is. Why don't you call a spade, Romney? Why can't you be honest? It's probably the one thing Rick Perry has got right.
Oh, Rick Perry was threatening to close down Social Security. He's going to take your money.
Well, according to the headlines I'm reading, you've only got 1.75 people working for every person that's drawing Social Security. Now, that doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that they're still sucking money out of the working folk, what few people are working, in social insecurity contributions so that they can pay for three generations or two or three generations of older Americans. The basis of what I'm reading is why Social Security is a Ponzi scheme and Rick Perry is a genius. I don't know if I'll go that far. He's got advisors telling him, here's how you can set yourself apart, boy. The basis of it is, and it won't include too many of you, anybody younger than 45 is getting screwed. Now, the final numbers came out today. Yes, sirree, Bob. Bank of America going to dump 30,000 employees. What if they just declare bankruptcy? Ask for another government bailout. I love it. So I go to get this car last week, and they're out there shopping paper, and so, Mr. Bennett, your credit rating is so good, we got you this preferential rate over here. Well, it does happen to be a preferential rate. The thing that sucks is it's with B of A. I hate B of A. Unfortunately, they happen to also be the ones holding my corporate credit card. Well, this is kind of a neat one. Glenn Beck, back on the air today with his live blogging new internet television show. Get this, Glenn Beck has more paid subscribers for his new show than Oprah's got viewers on her own OWN network, which stands for Oprah Winfrey Network. Isn't that interesting? Glenn Beck. Now, I don't, you know, agree with everything Beck says. There's a couple things that he bothers me with, some things that he won't go far enough with. But for the most part, and for the average American, he's at least got some people asking questions and thinking. Now, I'll never have an opportunity to have a Glenn Beck-type television show or whatever because I'm a little bit more outspoken than even Beck. But you know what? He didn't do a bad job teaching and getting people to start having a better understanding of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Some of his resolve may be a little bit off, but that's okay. He's more on target with some of his presentations. I just don't trust him. I've seen him go too many different directions. Let me see what else we got here. No, nothing else there. Okay. Some of the other economic headlines that we had posted at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com today. We already know that Obama sent his jobs bill to Congress and, by the way, said, you got to pass this. You need to go pass this right away. what's the guy's name? Krauthammer? Krauthammer over at Fox News a little while ago said, you know what? If the Republicans were as cynical as Obama, they'd go ahead and accept his entire plan, lock, stock, and barrel, just sign off on it. And then he can turn around and blame the failure of it on Obama. Another interesting headline that we have posted at RepublicTradingInternational.com. You want to take a look at this one, and Roger and I have already spoken by email. The column is entitled, Why You Need a Second Passport. Tune in Wednesday. We're going to talk. Roger's got a couple. Oh, guess what? Congress has decided that, well, how do you put this? It's hard to believe that the last time the United States had breached its debt ceiling was a whopping 30-odd days ago, courtesy of much toil, tears, and televised theater, not to mention fake compromises, the Obama administration managed to get an accordion feature extension of the debt ceiling come target whereby it is currently at $14.694 trillion, and it can be extended in $500 billion increments for a total of $1.5 trillion, provided that Congress and the Senate do not vote down such an expansion. The reason we bring this up is because, as the data will demonstrate, the U.S. Treasury will breach its brand-new debt ceiling. Oh, my goodness, they did it today. Therefore, it's back to the drawing board, children. And Obama's jobs plan? I can't remember what he's calling it, but what he should call it is the SFG. Screw future generations. Yes, sirree, Obama and his minions have told us that Social Security is a fantastic program. It should not be touched. They declare that it's self-funding. It's a bold-faced lie. The Social Security Trust Fund has a $17.5 trillion unfunded liability. That's what it is. $17.5 trillion upside down. They have taken that much money out of Social Security since the mid-1960s. They ain't never repaid it, and they ain't going to repay it. And, of course, we scroll down to the lovely picture of a smirking Obama sitting in his chair, it looks like on an airplane, in one of those, what do you call it, motivational-type posters? My stimulus package. Oh, yeah, you know you want it. It's amazing. So will the Obama plan pass? $447 billion on another stimulus plan that ain't going to stimulate nothing, Matthew. Hi, Miss Kitty. You guys know what Miss Kitty was in Gunsmoke? You think she just owned a bar? Folks, wake up. That wasn't a bar. She was a madam. Kind of like Pelosi, you know? The big madam in the house of ill repute. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to go in some other directions.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What piece of music we're listening to. Just before we the break, I made some reference to Madame Pelosi and Miss Kitty, although I would have much rather sat down and had a drink with Miss Kitty. And we're talking about basically they're women of ill repute. They're running the whorehouse. And then we come back listening to Love for Sale. These things aren't picked out. I mean, you know, when I was running my own music, they probably would have been picked out for that reason. But this was kind of funny. Let's get back to it. Couple more just quickie little type headline things, and we're going to move on during the second half hour in some other directions. Over at federalobserver.com, I have to be honest, I received a multitude of submittals of articles and opinion pieces and op-eds dealing with 9/11. I got work from Neil. I had work submitted to me by Mark Dwyer, by Rick Biaseda, although Rick's really had less to do with 9/11, and we'll get Rick's piece up late tonight, and several other people. I was just inundated with personal inputs and comments. I made a decision. I wasn't going to post a darn one of them. It's nothing against the writers. The whole 9/11 thing has been beat to death. Everybody knows how they feel for whatever reason. We were either attacked by the boogeyman or we were attacked by the boogeyman. You inside job, outside job, doesn't make any difference. America was attacked. America was raped. We've lost massive amounts of freedom since then. I just wasn't going to do it. And so when it came time last night to begin working on the Sunday night, Monday edition of FederalObserver.com, I went back to a different direction. It's an area that I am developing. We will have a new website, hopefully up within the next couple of weeks, called NoStinkingAmnesty.com. Now, for those of you who may happen to love old movies, you can kind of figure out where it came from, and I'm not going to get into it again today. Some of the headlines we've got up today. 21 illegal immigrants denied kidney dialysis in Atlanta have taken the thing to court, and they're going to get the care. As Granny says, it more than ticks me off. There is no free in this land. Every stinking penny that an illegal gets comes out of our pockets, either in taxes, higher fees for all products, or reduced care for legal Americans. This is the Obama health care plan. More for illegals and less for legal Americans, but all paid for by the legal Americans. Going to Chicago. Cook County, Illinois, votes to unleash criminal illegals on the public. They basically said to the federal government, you're not going to do your fair share. You're not going to secure the borders. You're going to make us incarcerate these people. Fine, we'll turn them loose. You can go figure the whole thing out. The question is arisen regarding Obama's administrative amnesty activation. Where are the Republicans? They're keeping their mouths shut. They're not fighting it. They're not combating it. And it was announced late last week that the administration is poised to close 9 Border Patrol stations. And my good friend John Slagle, a retired U.S. Border Patrol agent, has commented very harshly on that issue. Of course, everybody knows by now that Obama's uncle, Grady, that's what we'll call him here, was released from jail very quietly. Oh, yeah. Just like his auntie, Representative King, he's ticked off about the amnesty for Obama's uncle. Uncle Omar has been called the face of Obama's immigration goal. It's perfect. They're guilty. They're here illegally. Give them a night in the clink and give them a free meal and let them wash their butts and we'll let them back out on the street. And yet the Middlesex District Attorney, Jerry Leone, said his office will still persecute charges against Obama's uncle. It's unbelievable. Oh, by the way, another illegal alien atrocity in Massachusetts. An illegal alien shoots a policeman. And it goes on and on and on. There'll be more of this tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day, my friends, because the problems do not go away. You cannot just secure the border. You cannot just build another stinking fence. You got to do something, Lucy, to stop this illegal invasion. It's Ricky Ricardo. Hey, Lucy, you got some explaining to do. And then I get a piece from Granny early today. Morris Sleazebag turned up in Washington State over the weekend. We're talking the Southern Perverted Law Center guy here. Talking about the importance of why they're doing what they do, because their whole goal is to fight hatred, which I find hilarious, because who's one of the biggest hate groups in the country is the SPLC. Like Granny says, this piece of outhouse paper really had to dig down deep into the hole to come up with this bunch of words. She's, of course, talking about the columnist. Unbelievable. We're not going to have time to get into that today, but I'll get that one posted tonight. Morris Dees, what a jerk. Morris Dees, meet David Duke. We'll be back.
Much of my life has been spiced with romance.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-926-0232. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Back to the second half hour of this evening's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Jeff Bennett here for the next 20-some-odd minutes. My friends, much has changed in this country since Barack Obama was more or less sworn into office. Of course, most Americans have been swearing at him ever since, but in less than 1,000 days as the alleged chief executive of the United States, Barack Obama's failed policies and initiatives have resulted in a dizzying array of dismal economic statistics. As it stands now, Obama appears headed toward an economic legacy that may very well surpass Jimmy Carter in its level of failure. We've seen under this usurper an expanding number of citizens who are partially or wholly dependent on the government for their very existence. As the data show that the United States has become an ever-growing welfare state under Obama, government dependencies, which is defined as the percentage of people receiving one or more federal benefit payments, is at a staggering 47%, its highest level in American history. While 21 million households are reliant upon food stamps. In fact, government spending on food stamps in 2010 at $68 billion was double what it was in 2007, with the 2011 figure likely to be even higher. According to the August employment report from the Department of Labor, the nation's unemployment rate remained at 9.1%. Now, that's using government figures. We all know it's probably closer to 18-19%. A total of zero jobs added to the economy during the month. Among demographic groups, Latinos had an unemployment rate of 11.3%. Ooh, that's pretty good. Latinos had an unemployment rate of 11.3%, and yet, with 30 to 40 million illegals in this country and probably 60% of them being Latino, why doesn't it surprise me? And yet African Americans allegedly have posted a rate of 16.7% unemployment. For blacks, that represents the highest unemployment rate for that group since 1984 and a rate more than double of whites. You see, those are the kind of statements that tick me off. I don't care how many of a particular gender or a particular color are unemployed. It really has no bearing. Although, if we use government numbers, and let's just allow me to do that for a minute. Let's use government numbers. If the unemployment rate for African Americans is 16.7%, what is the percentage of those unemployed African Americans whose jobs have been displaced by illegal invaders. Simple mathematics. When Obama usurped the office of the president in January of 2009, the nation's unemployment rate stood at, we're told, 7.8%, a rate higher than the historic norm, and yet far below the current rate, and above any rate during the Bush administration.
It's George Bush's fault.
Since June of 2009, 6 months into Obama's term, the nation's unemployment rate has been at or above 9% during 25 of the 27 consecutive months. Now, these are official unemployment rates, but we all know that's bogus. The real unemployment rate, as it is sometimes referred to, rose to a seasonally adjusted 16.2% in August. That rate is defined by the U.S. Department of Labor. Once again, these are government figures, so we know that they're not accurate. Includes those in the official unemployment rate, plus those who have given up looking for a job, and those who are working part-time but wish to work full-time. The figure is now at its highest rate since August of 2010, represents about one out of every six potential American workers now without a job. But then let's face it, the government, what was one headline I saw over the weekend? The government basically says they're willing to go ahead and pay people to sit around and play Xboxes for 151 weeks. Why would anybody go to work? They're getting food stamps, they're getting WIC, they're getting ADC, they're getting housing assistance, you know, living assistance. They're getting every possible thing they can off of the government dole. What was the headline I saw on USA Today? One out of every seven drivers in America is uninsured. They have no automobile insurance, which really isn't insurance on the automobile. The insurance companies get you both ways, you know that. If I, as a driver, were to be insured, what difference what car it makes that I drive? Right? Now, out of that one out of every seven, how many of those are illegal aliens? But then again, we know some of them are licensed. False documentation, but they are licensed. But they have no insurance. The economic numbers, my friends, were especially poor for the demographic groups that most supported Obama at the polling booth in November of 2008. But I guess that depends on how you look at it. As far as the unemployed and those on government handouts, the economic numbers are especially poor for the demographic groups that most supported Obama at the polling booth. Not necessarily. Most of those people that supported him are dumb enough they'd go support him again so long as they were getting the government bribe. The unemployment, the food stamps, the whatever, you know. Look at Wayne County, Michigan. When Obama made a Labor Day economic speech, that's where he was. This country, which includes the city of this county, includes Detroit, voted for Obama at a rate of 74% in 2008. It has been estimated, my friends, that Detroit's real unemployment rate may be as high as 45%. Michigan remains the state with the dubious honor of having the highest unemployment rate. On a state-by-state basis, seven of the 10 states with the highest unemployment rates voted for Obama in 2008. The only exceptions are Alaska, Georgia, South Carolina being the exceptions. Why in hell would Alaska have voted for Obama? Go figure that out. Must be a lot of Eskimos voting up there. And among the aforementioned Latino and African American groups, with their higher than average unemployment rates, Obama carried 67 and 96% of those groups in the 2008 elections. 96%, according to this. 67% of the vote were Latino. Okay? 96% in black. Tell me that people don't vote with color. These woeful economic figures have come during a time in which we have experienced the most government involvement in the economy since the days of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and government spending without parallel in our nation's history. The list of taxpayer-paid government bailouts and government spending under the Obama administration is seemingly endless and has resulted in our national debt now above $14.7 trillion. And all of this is beginning to wear on the American people, and rightfully so, my friends. According to a recent Gallup poll, Obama's approval numbers have sunk to 48% among Hispanics versus 75% during his first month in office. His approval figures among African Americans have dropped to 84% from 92%. So you see, you've got two voting classes within the African American community. Those who will vote because of the color of a man's skin, and those who will vote because of how much that their check is coming in from the government every single month. Terrible thing is most of that's one and the same. I cannot believe that 84% of the African-American community in this country, honest to God, think Obama is doing a great job for this country. Those people aren't that dumb. Well, maybe that's 84% of the blacks in Detroit. That would make more sense. I've got a Detroit black living across the street from me. It's not a pretty picture. But each set of those numbers represents the lowest approval numbers that Obama has had among those groups, which, recall, overwhelmingly supported him in 2008. But his overall approval rating is at about 41% or lower. But now he wants to spend hundreds of billions of dollars more to stimulate the economy. Man, I don't know about you folks, but I don't think the American public can take that much more. I don't want a government handout. I want the ability to be able to stand on my own two feet and create and care for my own family. Obama's thrown billions upon billions of dollars at the U.S. economy with nothing to show for it. His so-called stimulus policies have been, in fact, contractionary. And this presidency, if that's what you wish to call it, stands to be remembered as nothing short of an abysmal economic failure. But unlike his wife, who seems to have quite a clothing budget, and there have been a few outfits that I think looked all right on her, looked actually fairly nice, considering her size and her heft, et cetera, et cetera. But Obama? You know, some of the best children's stories convey moral messages that speak universal truths to people of all colors, all races, all religions, all regions of the world. I remember as a kid, my great-grandmother reading to me Hans Christian Andersen's 1837 yarn, The Emperor's New Clothes, which tells the tale of an arrogant king obsessed with his appearance. Posing as tailors, two con men convince the emperor that they will weave for him a suit of clothes from material so fine it can only be seen by those who are worthy. In fact, they tell him anyone who cannot see his new clothes is hopelessly stupid. Of course, neither the emperor himself nor any of his advisors can see the cloth, but desiring to appear worthy, they make believe they can. So when the suit was finished, the two tailors pretend to dress the emperor, who then parades down the street in a grand procession in front of the subjects who all play along with the charade, except for one little child who blurts out, "The emperor has no clothes." Obama, buck naked. Him to be buck naked in the street. But I got to tell you, in this last nearly 3 years of the Obama imperial residency, that oh-so-simple tale has come to mind many times. But none more vividly than his jobs bill speech last week. Remember, last week was the jobs bill. This week is a let's raise taxes bill. And he's promising, by the way, that next week, the third carrot for the month, will be telling us exactly how he plans to raise the taxes. So let's see, after spending trillions of dollars worth of imaginary fine cloth, out of which Obama is going to fix the economy, alleviate poverty, institute fairness, heal the sick, raise the dead, part the seas, and end war by making our enemies love us, and close Guantanamo, and provide the most transparent presidency ever. The resident of the United States paraded into a joint session of Congress last week wearing absolutely nothing. The speech had been billed for weeks by the national media as the biggest thing since FDR introduced the New Deal. My friends, it was not even close. In fact, it reminded many of the ridiculous non-press conference given by Chuck Hagel in 2007. Now, Hagel, if you remember, then a U.S. senator from Nebraska, isn't that the cornholer state? He called the national media to Omaha to announce that he had not yet made a decision about whether to run for the presidency. As John Poteritz wrote of Hagel's performance in National Review, how do you spell megalomaniac? Oh, yes, my friends. Uncle Reem Us read his speech masterfully last week, as he always does. In fact, as Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert sardonically opined the next day, I was right in the president's line of sight through his left teleprompter, and I have to say we have one of the most talented readers we've ever had in the White House. However, my friends, it was, as usual, with apologies to the bard, a great deal of sound and fury signifying absolutely nothing. I am sending this Congress a plan that you should pass right away, Obama intoned urgently. It's called the American Jobs Act. Well, that part of it was right. The whole thing was an act. You know that. He went on to say there should be nothing controversial about this piece of legislation. Everything in here is the kind of proposal that's been supported by both Democrats and Republicans, including many who sit here tonight. And everything in this bill will be paid for. Everything. Watching the rerun over the weekend, I kept waiting for the entire chamber to erupt like Joe Wilson had done. And hollered out, "You lie! You lie!" Of course, as is usual with this idiot, there is no bill. There's only a speech. For the most part, the Obama's plan is simply more tinkering around the edges, augmented by additional horrendous Obama-esque spending, paid for by imaginary cuts and tax increases foisted upon future Congresses 10 years down the road, something no president or Congress has the authority to do.
Know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
Yeah, a little Clint Eastwood tickling those ivories up in Carnegie Hall. It's a good album. I need to pull it out again. I haven't heard the whole thing for a while. I've got it on my computer, and I'll drop in and listen to it. Great, great stuff in it. Talking about the emperor having no clothes. The clothing you see is a figment of the emperor's imagination. As Madame Pelosi so farcically stated when she rammed through Obamacare last year, that apparently Congress is just supposed to pass the bills in order to find out what's in them. The truth is that if Obama actually had a bill that did what he was promising for the economy, he wouldn't need to come before the nation like a snake oil salesman selling an inferior product. Simply send the bill to Congress and release it to the public for open discussion. But you know, although that's the beauty of great ideas, they don't require a sales pitch. And yet that's been Obama's mantra for years, hasn't it? He truly is a snake oil salesman. But then again, that's right, that was another campaign promise he broke. The public has never had 5 days to thoroughly review anything that this administration is trying to shove up our, in our, down our, well, this is a family program after all. My friends, there is no hope the Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate will save us from this nonsense, which, God forbid, leaves us with Tea Party House members elected last year. They talk a good game, but I wonder how many have been bought off. And my God, don't you expect Bachman to deliver anything but another line of ignorance and stupidity. You could call these house members or write them or email them or catch them when they're at home for Halloween break as they put their masks on and go around trying to bribe us with pieces of saltwater taffy or Tootsie Rolls or whatever else is they're handing out. But you've got to do everything we can to reach these legislatures and tell them to pass real legislation that gets government the hell out of our way. Gets people who can actually put Americans back to work. These people up in D.C. need to understand that the emperor, usurper, has no clothes. I'm glad his wife can afford some, because the thought of looking at her butt naked doesn't excite me. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. And all that jazz. You have got the lips that suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Ever climbing as the dollar continues.